Welcome to the Second Presbyterian Church Inspirational Phone Message. We hope this message meets you where you are and provides you with the context, direction, and love you need today. The scripture lessons are from 2 Corinthians 8, 9 through 15, and Exodus 16, 2 through 15. Listen for the word of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 8, 9 through 15. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. I give my opinion in this matter, for this is to your advantage, who were the first to begin a year ago not only to do this, but also to desire to do it. But now, finish doing it also, so that just as there was the readiness to desire it, so there may be also the completion of it by your ability. For if the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For this is not for the ease of others and for your affliction, but by way of equality. At this present time, your abundance being a supply for their need, so that their abundance also may become a supply for your need, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little had no lack. God abundantly gives. Phew, 2020 has been a year we will all talk about until the end of time. We will convey hardships and humor, stories, pain, and maybe a little growth as we relate to our fellow humans across the earth. For peoples across nations, we can understand how a pandemic has shaped our day-to-day lives and future. For fellow Americans, we can relate to a time filled with increased political polarity, an impending election, racial reckoning, and daily twists and turns with school changes, job loss or work changes, and social distance. Jesus is our divine human example, who gives us model for how to live on this earth. The symbolism and reality of God giving his son to learn and lean on is a very rich experience. Yet Jesus chooses to suffer and become poor so that we may experience abundant grace. He becomes more equal to us in this gesture. This year has reinforced to me and many around me that we live in so many states of privilege. Most of these privileges were bestowed upon me at or near birth. I did not earn them nor work for them. They were just given to me. I continually strive to recognize, utilize, and share these with others who were born with a different circumstance. This privilege I was granted comes in small, subtle forms in everyday moments, and bigger, profound ways too. I think 2 Corinthians is reminding us that Jesus, as our model, helps us recognize our abundance and privilege, not for the sake of bestowing upon us extra or wealth, but instead as a supply for those who are not able to go through their daily lives in such an equal experience. My race, my religion, my socioeconomic status, even my zip code and sexual orientation grant me opportunities. They grant me favor. I have struggles and angst and challenges, especially in 2020, but they don't have that added layer of that particular inequality. May we notice when our privilege is granting us favor, and may we extend that experience through decision-making, advocacy, and recognition to others. Our second reading is from Exodus 16, 2 through 15. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The sons of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord says to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether or not they will walk in my instruction. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, at evening, you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord. For he hears your grumblings against the Lord. And what are we that you grumble against us? The Lord provides meat. Moses said, this will happen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and bread to the full in the morning. For the Lord hears your grumblings which you grumble against him. And what are we? Your grumblings are not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, say to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumblings. It came about as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the grumblings of the sons of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it came about an evening that the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew evaporated, behold, on the surface of the wilderness, there was a fine, flake-like thing, fine as the frost on the ground. When the sons of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, it is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. In this passage, the Israelites are pretty fed up with their exile, and they're grumbling to Moses and Aaron. I think many of us can relate. When friends and I meet via Zoom or across an outdoor table to check in, we eventually try to find the silver lining in this year. If 2020 has provided us collectively with a gift, perhaps it's calibration. For some of us, this fall is starting to show glimpses of a new, more familiar rhythm. Whether it's school going back in any form, buildings opening up to employees, preschoolers, and even congregants. Toilet paper showing up without limits. We are starting to feel more calibrated in our day-to-day lives, too. Maybe like me, you feel like at the end of March, you hit your limit. And then we endured 6 more months of grumbling and hardship. However, God abundantly gave us grace to get to this point. In our family, God gave us humor, a lot of resilience, and the good fortune of living in a pandemic during the age of Netflix and grocery delivery. There are going to continue to be struggles. This is a tough year universally. However, like the Israelites, maybe this beginning of a rhythm is like the meat and bread God provided. It was hardly recognizable at the time, and they even asked, "What is it?" when they saw the manna. Let us pray. Abundant God, as Moses told your people, as they could hardly recognize the rhythm of their suffering changing, as they received the abundance of meat and bread, it is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Thank you for reminding us this year of your great abundance through privilege and calibration. Amen.